summer? Ooh, nice top.
Thanks. Tiny Rick, you think you might be getting back into your old body tonight?
No can do. Tonight's the big dance, and Morty's bringing Jessica. He needs his tiny wingman.
Tiny Rick!
Okay, but if not tonight, when?
I don't know. When I feel like it.
Damn, girl! You need to chill out. This whole thing was your idea in the first place, and now you're trying to rush it along.
Yeah, and you know, I like high school. I like hanging out. Tiny Rick!
But what if the you that likes it isn't you?
Summer.
It's just Rick in a younger body. What's the problem?
Look at his art, Morty.
I've got an emo streak. It's part of what makes me so rad.
Why does it say, "Help me, Morty and Summer"?
Come on, Summer, that's the title of the art. Why was Knight Rider called Knight Rider? The car's name was Kit. Nobody rode Michael Knight. You're overthinking it, Summer. I'm Tiny Rick.
Grandpa, I think that when you put your mind into this body's young brain, it did what young brains do. It shoved the bad thoughts into the back and put a wall around them. But those bad thoughts are the real Rick. The fact that you're old, the fact that we're all going to die one day, the fact that the universe is so big, nothing in it matters, those facts are who you are. So you're trapped in there, and you can only come out in the form of Tiny Rick's teen angst.
Well, Summer, I hear Toby Matthews isn't into psycho chicks. Can't think of anyone that is. I'll see you motherfuckers at the dance, Tiny Rick!
Morty, you have to help me!
Summer, he's happy! I'm happy! Is that why you're doing this? You don't want me and Rick to be happy?
No!
Well then get your shit together! Get it all together and put it in a backpack! All your shit! So it's together! And if you gotta take it somewhere, you know? Take it to the shit store and sell it! Or put it in a shit museum, I don't care what you do! You just gotta get it together! Get your shit together!
Yo, you ever heard this before?
Yo, you ever heard this before?
I used to give a fuck, now I give a fuck less. Why do I think the success sucks? Too much stress. I guess I blew up quick. Just friends I grew up with see me as a preemie, but I'm not, and my nuts big. I don't know what the fuss is. My career's illustrious. My rep is impeccable. I'm not to be fucked with. With shit. Let that bitch breathe. I'm way too important to be talking about extorting. Asking me for a portion's like asking for a coffin. Broad daylight, I off your on switch. You're not too bright. Good night. Long kiss. Bye bye. My reply. Blah blah. Last burner than past burner to ta-ta. Finish my breakfast, why? I got an appetite for destruction and you're a small fry. Now where was I? Let that bitch breathe. I used to give a shit, now I don't give a shit more. Truth be told, I had more fun when I was piss poor. I'm pissed off. Is this what success all about? A bunch of niggas acting like bitches with big mouths. All this stress, all I got is this big house. Couple cars, I don't bring half of them shits out. All the safe spade I drank just to piss out. I mean, I like the taste, could've saved myself 6 hours. How many times can I go to Mr. Chow's house? No boo, hold up, let me move my bowels. I'll shit on y'all niggas, OG, tell these
y'all
boys.
Ain't got shit on my nigga.
I got watches I ain't seen in months. Apartment at the Trump, I only slept in once. Niggas said Hova was over, such dummies. Even if I fail, I land on a bunch of money. Y'all ain't got nothing for me. Nas, let that bitch breathe.
Success, McLaren, women staring. My villain appearance, sacred blood of a king in my vein ain't spilling. Ghetto Othello, sugar hero mellow, Camaro driven. I climax from paper, then ask why is life worth living. Is it the hunt for the shit that you want? To receive's great, but I lust giving. The best jewelers wanna make my things. I make Jacob shit on Lorraine just to make me a chain. Niggas mentioned the one love, came home the paper in hand. Ain't gotta brag about the feds, young man. Old cribs I sold, y'all drive by like monuments. Google Earth, Nas, I got flats in other continents. Worst enemies wanna be my best friends. Best friends wanna be enemies, like that's what's in. But I don't give a fuck, walk inside the lion's den. Take everybody's chips, bout to cash them in. Up your catalog, dog, mine's worth too much. Like Mike Jack's ATV part, Matola can't touch. Let this bitch breathe.
Let this bitch breathe.
I said, like, take your shit and do something with it.
Take your shit and do something with it. What up, everyone? What's up, everyone?
What's good? What's good?
Saturday Night Live on the radio show.
Where
let this shit
at?
Breathe. Let it breathe, Candace. Let the shit breathe.
That was great. That Rick and Morty clip, that had me going, okay, what you do with your shit? Just take it and get out. Go sell it for
get
Oscar.
Fuck. Take it and get it out of here. Take your shit and go somewhere with it. Just take
that's right.
What's going on, everyone? Happy Saturday. I know you probably missed us every 2 weeks. It's like, oh, finally, we're here.
Shit, I missed us.
We're going to be touching on some topics. We got a question from an anonymous person about something about their life. We're going to have some fun. We're going to make you laugh and cry a little bit. We're going to do it all.
That's what we're here for.
We got to start. Yeah, we're starting with the update of me and Candace's life and all. So what's up, Candace? What's the news? What's good?
What's the news? What's good? Well, what's not good? Life is always good. I mean, there's like bumps in the road and stuff like that. So there's always that kind of shit, you know. But overall, life is always good. Life is good. And these bumps in the road, I mean, I don't know. They're for myself and like the other people that are involved, you know. So it's like, I guess enjoy the ride. Just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, for real.
Where do I
enjoy
start?
The ride?
Yeah,
and enjoy the people that are gonna be really weird and really people are gonna test the crap. But that's what I was talking about on Facebook recently. I was like, there's been a lot of people out there today. The energy update was like yesterday, and then I addressed the energy update of different styles of people out there that are dealing with different things. I had my own journey that I had to deal with, and I was like, these fucking people.
Yeah,
but,
man, I feel you. I'm going through it too. I feel you.
Your microphone's a little windy.
Sorry,
little windy.
I was outside. My bad. It's
okay.
Actually windy here in Florida tonight, which sure beats the hell of a day we had, which was sweltering. But so what's new with Candace? I don't even know how to, say this the right way, but, I don't really give a fuck because this is me and my authentic self and truth. So
you bring it out, Candace. You open that can of truth.
I met this amazing person.
Oh, are they amazing, though?
Really, really amazing. This really amazing person. And, that has... I don't know. I can't even begin to tell you how many awesome qualities that I just loved. I loved. And I loved being in that person's presence. It was life was brighter, you know, more joyful, more of that carefree and let go kind of attitude, which is great because so many people have their heads stuck up their ass nowadays. That was just a breath of fresh air. And I loved it, you know. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the company. I enjoyed the conversation. And I enjoyed the friendship. Now, this other person is not exactly feeling the same way.
Right.
I mean, I guess with any relationship, whether it's friendship or, you know, romantic, there's got to be like a give and take. You know, for it to work, to be honest, you know, and in my life, I only have so much that I can give because I got a family, I got a 9-to-5 job, so to speak. You know, I got this radio show that I do. I have, you know, split custody with my children. So like every other weekend, you know, I'm off limits because I don't care. We're just hanging around in our pajamas eating pancakes. That's what I'm doing with my kids. And that's it, you know. Not to say that I can't have a visitor or something or have a party, but my children and my time with my children on those particular weekends come first. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, right. And then again, I got this, and I got my business, which I'm trying to do. Oh, and I'm moving. And so I have to, like, my
Thank
house.
For doing
I have
the radio
to get my house. So I got a lot of shit on my plate. So, and I got Joe coming to visit. So
yeah. I'm coming. We're going to hang out. By the way, I got a drink from the gas station. That was real stuff. I don't know if people
What'd you get?
I got a drink from the gas station. And I was like, shit, it's going to be loud, but. It's
all no,
right.
I'm louder, so you're good. No one heard it. I'm louder. So anyways, there's that I can give, right?
Oh, for and real, yeah.
So, now, again, I have my own story, my own journey, my own the way I conduct myself as a person. Whether that be a spiritual person or just in the 3D human sense, you know?
I don't think we should have to explain, but...
No, I don't have to explain, but this other person, in essence, just, to be honest, doesn't feel... I'm too complicated. My life is too complicated, and there's a lot. There's a lot that comes with Candace because Candace says a lot. So
yeah, Candace, people aren't going to get their time because we have our friendship connection, and they can't. Then you have your life, then you got to live. You know, you got your love life, and you got your stuff. And that's Candace, if they take my time away from you, I got problems. And by the way, I just want to throw it in there. Being spiritual and talking about this, if you're triggered by it, that's your own problem.
That is something within you that you need to work out. I mean, I ain't triggered, so I'm good. But I mean, that's just something that you need to work out. No offense to people that need to work that out. It's one of those things where it's where it questions your own beliefs and your own reality. Therefore, you yourself, if you are triggered by what comes out of my mouth, Joe's mouth, to go within yourself, why is that triggering me? Why
yeah.
is that
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna lie.
Heal. That's how we heal.
I feel like you're letting this all out. I'm not
maybe.
As. You're taking this really like smoother
I
than I will or would. And
but that's, see,
I don't
that's
wanna...
how I do it, though. I'm not like an angry person because, like, I, listen,
right.
I was in a really bad mentally and emotionally abusive relationship. And yelling just never got anywhere. And you can be angry. You can be angry, happy, sad, you know, fearful, whatever. But you don't always have to act out those emotions. Like, I can be upset and not have to yell and scream at you.
Oh, for real. Let's fill them in real quick, briefly. I'm going to do it lightly because I don't know how much you want to share. But someone had said something in certain ways to Candace, and which was to me and everyone understanding the whole scenario here, very projecting of their insecurities and their own problems and was just out for, very focused and obsessed with Candace and what Candace was doing with her life out of nowhere. It was just a lot of weird shit. And I'm going to be very blunt because Candace is my best friend and one of my best friends, and I don't have many of those. And
yeah,
I'm going to start saying how I want to say it. Being spiritual, a lot of people think that you have to be woo-woo, and it's one of the things that kind of pisses me off because people find entitlement.
Random.
Yeah, and they want to project what you're supposed to do, and it's very narcissistic bullshit. And on the, you know, on top of that, there's things about friendships and – to me, in those situations, and you handled it really well, Candace. And it's we all have a test of life, and I think people find certain people they care about them, but they also get angry or triggered about something about them, and they got triggered with you, Candace. And it was funny because I joked around that I thought you were supposed to help her spiritually, right? But you are really.
I mean, I am, and yeah, the things that were said to me was like, honestly, everything it was like a 180. I was like, what in the world? I mean, in retrospect, I kind of saw the wording of, I saw something like this coming. I did. And just the way things were being said, like, if you're, you know, the best way I can probably describe the feeling that I'm feeling is if I was to be, like, dating somebody, right, and, like, getting to know them and trying to feel out their vibes, and they're trying to feel out my vibes, and, you know, how, like, sometimes you kind of, like, well, if you don't want to, it's cool. You try to give them, like, an out. You know what I mean? So that they can back away, so it's like no one really gets hurt type of thing. Like little moments, like a couple of moments like that, I kind of like was like, what? Like, what is...
Yeah, I think, you know, there was stuff with me too with this shit and the reality, but good.
So, yeah, so I kind of felt it coming in a sense, but so it didn't 100% take me for, like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? I was like, what the fuck? You know, what is this shit? Like, first of all, in the middle of the night, I get, you know, these messages, and then, like, right before I have to go into work. So then I get, like, into this mindset before work, which I don't like taking my shit to my shit. Like, I don't like taking my outside life into my work life because, like, it fucks up work, or and vice versa. I don't bring work home with me at all, you know, because it just fucks up my home life. They don't need to mix and mingle. So, but yeah, so it was really, and thank you, by the way, for being there for me.
That
helped me work through that yesterday morning. That was good.
Okay. You did the same thing for me. Thank you.
It was just a lot of things were said when. I mean, I had to reread it a couple of, at first I read it and I was like, what the fuck, you know? And a lot of the things were said, no, that's you. No, you're going through something like that. That's not, okay, yeah.
I know a lot of people are kind of confused because they don't know the whole thing, and it's all right.
Well, I don't.
But I want everyone to know, like, it's like kind of out of nowhere.
I had a falling out with a friend. And I mean, that's just kind of the gist of it, that the friend, I'm too complicated to get to know. I'm too complicated to do.
Well, hold up,
like,
Candace. This came out of nowhere.
I'm not trying to, like, because it's like, you know, the other person trying to be respectful. Because, again, that's how I am. You know, just because we're not, quote unquote, friends anymore doesn't mean I got to be a bitch. Doesn't mean I got to say hurtful things. It doesn't mean that, because in my heart, like, I liked her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
like,
you meant well.
I did. I do not regret, like, meeting her. I do not regret anything that I said to her. I don't. And I don't really want to get into specific details of the things that she said to me, because, to be honest, everything that she said to me, and I had to reread this, and I had to ask myself, whoa, wait a second, is that a me thing, or is that a she thing? Okay.
Yeah.
And it was everything that she said was a direct reflection of her, of everything that she is going through. Now, there's a thing or two on there that, you know, she accused me of claiming to be something that I'm not, being a spiritual healer, yet I gossip about people. Now, define gossip about people.
No, we're talking shit about this person right now because we don't give a fuck.
No, I mean, I'm not talking. I don't give
because
a fuck,
look,
but I'm not talking shit either. So, I mean, there's a difference. I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm saying it, but I'm not talking shit either. And
look, Candace, there was no event that sparked this, right? It was
this
really just
a this is
it
a
was
an
out of nowhere thing. Yeah, of course it is.
Kind
we know.
Of was. Uh-huh.
I think the moral of the story is, let's not, like, get too caught up in this one right now, because I feel the energy. We got to shift it. But
shift it? Where are we shifting it to? Take your shit and bring it somewhere else.
Yeah.
I love
Richard, you know, we'll play it again. This was the energy of the recent things going on, and even for me, there's individuals out there that aren't happy with themselves, and they're unfamiliar with their subconscious triggers, and they're allowing these people that they actually want to like, and they turn it into hatred, and they push them away, and they want like this power or respect or, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to do this. What? No, we're not doing that. And so the lack of response, and then there's this the spiritual bullshit of what you're supposed to do spiritually. This to me is speaking your truth, because I do it too. And if people are bothered by it, then you're bothered by it. Move on. But I don't like
that
individuals want to look for this, no, I'm right, and this is how it's supposed to be. And then all I hear is this lack of experience.
Right.
Look, you don't have to talk about it. Move on. But if you want to justify shit, I know where your ego's coming from. We're talking ego shit now. But people,
that's what it was. I was like, and I said to her, I said, well, if you don't want to be my friend, why are we doing this? Like, just, all right, just move on. You said your piece. I said mine. Move on. So, and that's that.
How about new, you crazy Dutch bastard?
So for me, I mean, I talked about it on the social media because I like to share. I don't live in fear. And I realized I was like, oh, I don't know if I should talk about this. It's embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. Fuck that. So I told people, you know, I'll briefly talk about it in my life. I knew it was building up at my job, and I knew my coworker was a piece of shit, liar, two-faced, you know.
I'm so proud of you.
He's also an individual. Thank you, and thank you for being there for me.
You're welcome.
He was all about the power and titles. So the type of person that we were hanging out playing bowling with the coworkers, and he was bowling with his girlfriend instead of us. And I joked around and said, oh, hey, my name's Gerald. He goes, oh, I'm so-and-so. I'm the team leader. So he's very entitled. And if he's not taking the power or fear, I respect everyone, but I saw this building up. And you know, Candace, what happened. But basically, this guy set me up. Last minute, they let me go. And I went, I want to make sure I hear this right. You're letting me go or warning me? We're letting you go. And I went, okay, let me fucking get this cat out of the bag real quick. And I told him all off. And I was like, now we're going to go to your boss. And it was actually really great. I'm glad I spoke my truth. It brought me to walking out and telling my coworker off. Damn, it's windy over there in Florida today.
Sorry, guys.
But I spoke my truth. And the thing about this whole topic, what you went through, what I went through, we need to get away from this insecurity, bullshit, sadness. And I spoke my truth. And I went home happier because I wasn't sad. I wasn't depressed. I was actually empowered going, you know what? Now I'm ready to move forward in life. And I was still pent up in anger, but I wanted to say so much more, but I'm glad I said what I said. And I think, you mentioned Candace too and some other people too that it's opening doors for other people there to speak with their truth and not be afraid of, you know, other people. And but I called people out. And I think what I also did was I took hidden energy and I went, you know what? No more hidden energy here. Here it is. And now it's in public. I'm going to verbalize and transmit this into a different energy. So you're all aware of it.
Exposed it. Yep.
Yeah. And I called it out a couple times. But now I'm ready. Today I woke up, positive vibes, went to the gym, made some phone calls about some future things that we're going to be working on. I'm going to be doing an event somewhere in August. We're working on a place. We're working it out. I'm going to be working on doing a show. It's not going to be just readings. It's going to be a story, a message, readings, divine timing. I want to do a whole encompass. I'm going to have fun with this shit.
You guys, as we were like discussing this and he was telling me, it is fucking dope. It is. If you're in the area that he's going to be at, you got to go. It is dope. It's a one. Not only once in a life, it's such a unique experience. It's awesome.
And thank you for helping me because you also took my head and went, let's focus on these possibilities. And I was like, wait, I really like that. And it's divine timing with me because I wanted to do this before and I just didn't have that fire. And now everything that I've been through with people and problems and emotions and dark energy and people attacking me spiritually, I've been through it all. And I'm like, now I'm ready. I'm ready to show the world. And so this is today I made two different types of business cards. I'm going to go – I wanted to go public today and go live, but the day went by so fast.
It did. It really did.
So let's go on to the topic of authentic self. By the way, if you're
– Hold on a second. What about the card of the day?
My bad. The card of the day is what, Candace?
Okay, hold on.
Slow down, Joe. Take it easy.
the card of the day, I pre-shuffled, sorry guys, but it is the Two of Pentacles, upright.
The Two of Pentacles in the upright position. Today's sponsor is brought to you by the Two of Pentacles in the upright position. Sometimes we're not really sure what to do. We have too many ideas and thoughts, and we have great ideas, but how do we put them into motion? Which one's going to be the best outcome? I don't know. Two of Pentacles, reminding you to follow your happiness and desires. Don't worry about the outcome or the lack. Go and follow the vibrations of happiness and positivity, and then choose. Don't base it off of your past fears, worries, and doubts. Do what's best for you. When it comes to the emotional situations, make sure you're thinking about what's going to be best for you and the outcome of the sense of positive growth and well-being. Sometimes we can't always please people. Narrow it down. Why are you preventing yourself from making the right choice? The last thing I want to add to this, commercial sponsor of the Two Pentacles in the upright position. Candace, what's the next card? Is there another card?
the next card would have been the Nine of Swords.
Was that a different topic?
Well, that wasn't the card of the day, but the card underneath it was the Nine of Swords.
Oh, Nine of Swords. That's the obstacle. Perfect.
You want to know what's great, though? Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. You want to know what's great? The Two of Pentacles is exactly telling you to be your authentic self and your entire being.
It's also saying where I thought it was going to go, too. The obstacle is the Nine of Swords, meaning you can either flight or fight. Yeah. So you either get stuck in the emotions, the goal is overcome it. And that's what I talked about today on my live was, we can sit there for months and weeks or days. You can worry about it, be sad about it, question it, or just start doing things for you and focusing on you. What is it you want? It's hard to realize that, but it took me a while, too, to have a moment to go, you know what? Now is my time. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you doing it for? You waiting for something or someone to make you happy? Or are you going to go out and chase your dreams and make it happen because it's only going to be with you? So that's the sponsor of the day and the combos.
That was great. That was awesome. Mm-hmm.
What's the card underneath the deck, all the way at the bottom?
On the bottom of the deck? At the bottom of the deck, we have the Queen of Cups. Oh,
that that's great. Awesome. That's exactly what we're talking about, too.
It is.
So what I do now is the card on the bottom, when I shuffle it all, it's the main subject of everything. So literally it's talking about focus on your goals and you. Don't focus on money and work, and you focus on what you want to create and do and achieve and manifest. Don't wait for the magic keys to show up and be like, oh, I'm going to go on my vacation now. No, do it. Go alone. Go have fun. Meet new people. Damn. It's on fire.
I love the card of the day. I love it when you do it. This card is brought to you by. It's so great. It's awesome.
Today's card of the day, our sponsor is Two Pentacles. Yeah. We had quite an extra amount of sponsors today. But
we did,
but
that's okay.
Letting you know.
That was a great message, Joe. Thank you. I mean,
all of us.
I mean, you know, you and I had this conversation. I had this conversation with you when, like, I do, like, readings for the collective sometimes on Facebook. And what does the collective need to know, right, as I'm asking my guides? And, like, these cards will pop out, and I'm like, no, not me, them. And then I'm like, oh, damn it, Candace, you are part of the collective. What is wrong with you? This is for you, too, you know?
Yeah, there's if you're not a part of the message of the collective, you're just falling under a different category. It just depends, right? So you might not realize it then. You realize it later on.
Yeah.
If it's really bad and you're like, whoa, something about this and it's not involving me for sure, then you know, but the collective, like recently, there's like individuals like me and you that dealt with people. Then there's the people that are dealing with the other people's perspective because they're dealing with their problems and emotions and justification of insecurities. It depends on what's coming out and why, detailed. But I think the overall message is the collective of be careful and handle the situation properly because otherwise you're going to come with the wrong. And we're here to test people. People are here to test us, our light and vibration and all that fun stuff. And look, I'm not perfect. This is how I became my authentic self. I started off by looking myself in the mirror and says, "You're sexy, Joe." And I went, "Yes, you are." And I went, "Let's talk about this. What do you need? You got Hugh." And I was like, "I know." But seriously, my authentic self, we have to go through these moments too where we're like, "Oh shit, I did that. I learned not to do that again because I realized why I was doing it." Like at one point, my spiritual page, my readings, I didn't realize it, but subconsciously I was pissed off because I wasn't growing or getting what I wanted out of it. And I was looking for people doing spiritual stuff, and I was like, "They're doing it wrong, and this is bad, and fuck them." And I realized it was my ego, and I wanted validation, and I learned from that. Do I have to talk about it all the time? Be like, "Oh, yeah, no, I don't." But your authentic self, we go through these phases. And I think a lot of people also go through the phases of different things similar. But when it comes to the oneness, is really the authentic self, is you realize you're not afraid to speak your truth, be you, like what you like,
yeah,
do what you do.
I mean, we're constantly evolving. So, like, our truths are going to also constantly evolve. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a sense, because we're always evolving. The more we learn, the more we grow. What wasn't a truth before is now. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Candace, you just don't have enough time for me. So we just, I don't know if we can be friends right now.
Hey, listen, it is what it is. And am I butthurt by it? No, not really, because obviously,
this
is the way I see it. You know, source, spirit, God, whatever it is you want to identify as, that's you. But anyways, like, for me, like, God always works in, for me, for what's for me and my highest good. So, you know, if people are in my life, and to be quite honest, the shit that was said was fucking toxic. I don't need that. I get a lot going for my life, in my life. I'm a different person than, I don't deserve that. It wasn't even like my truth. So that there, she removed herself from my life as a direct source from God. He's like, "Nope, girl, you don't need this. Let her exit." Okay, I'm okay with that. I'm not crying. I'm not like, I was confused. Like, what the fuck is going on? But I'm not sad about it.
I'm shocked because you're the nicest person I know.
Well,
and it's really surprising because what really happened was that they wanted your attention and they were hurt in their own life. All right, train, calm down.
Oh, look at that. That is a sign.
I feel like I have my own show and I'm like, "Oh, the train's here. Let's see what the train's bringing in tonight." Oh, that's like a lot of emotional baggage. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of myself as well because realizing as well that I'm not responding to the same shit as I used to with insecurities and justification and validating myself or, "Please, no, like me. Don't let me go." And fuck that
shit.
And it's about standing up for yourself.
Exactly.
And the reason why we're talking about it isn't because we're hurt. I just like to share things with people so they realize that, wow, I see it differently now. And also, because we could do whatever we want, and this is what we want to do.
Yeah.
It's also a collective thing. I went through my own shit. So my favorite part about my shit was I walked out and I waited for it. I loved it. My coworker goes, "Are you okay?" And I went, "No, I'm not okay." And he went, "Why? What's wrong?" I said, "You fucking got me fired, asshole." "Oh, well, Larry got the time card. He's doing payroll." I said, "You fucking stupid. Payroll's on Tuesdays and Rich does it, idiot." I said, "You got me fucking fired. You did it. You're out for yourself." I called him out. Now, if I was coming with my ego and insecurities, it would be, "I can't believe you did this. You come from a different angle." My angle was, "I'm not stupid. Picked up on your shit for weeks now. And now, fuck you." And I called him out and told him about his girlfriend because in front of his girlfriend one day, because I was asking a question about a car or something, he insulted me on purpose. You know when someone's energy just goes, "Well, you just don't know." And I was like, "Oh, fuck you."
Yeah.
"You just don't know." I was like, "Yeah, okay, go look good in front of your girlfriend again. I'm going to call you out in front of it. You're a bitch."
But, like, by you doing that, and I know I told you, but because you did that, and you did it in front of new people, number one, it with a person, like the boss lady. The boss lady really has no fucking idea what's going on because the dude with the big dick energy is hiding shit because he's trying to be, I got this under control, when in reality, it's fucking falling to pieces and he's pulling his hair out. And so she has not a full picture of what's going on. And so you say, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you too, you know, on your way out, is kind of like an eye-opener. And I feel that new things are going to be implemented because of you. People are not going to be afraid to say, yeah, that guy over there is fucking with shit. You know what I mean? Like, trying to get me fired. They're not going to be afraid. You know what I'm saying? You took that fear out of the workplace.
I looked at it over one more time this morning, and I realized that it started getting worse when I was intuitively knowing that he was doing shit. So he called my other coworker while I was next to my coworker. And my coworker's like, he didn't say anything. I don't know. He didn't say anything to me. And then he said he did something else. Oh. And, oh, I called him out on, oh, he said, the guy wants to talk to you. I went, oh, probably because someone ratted me out about being a little late. And I called him out on his shit. So I called him out on the phone call, too. And when I started picking up and saying things and letting him know, by the way, you're losing. Basically, to him, it was like, you're losing power. You have no control over me. Fuck you.
As the lead.
What was stupid was, I respected him and his knowledge, but all he had to do was treat me like a decent human being and not be this egotistical prick. And so I walked out not saying, fuck you, in the sense of I'm hurt, fuck you. I did it with the intent of I'm hurt, fuck you, I'm not stupid, this is what you did, and I want everyone to know. And I walked out. And he goes, well, you'll grow up one day. And I went, and that right there was enough for me to go, see, this is where I'm right. I know exactly what you did. And I said, at least I have the balls to say everything to your face.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked out. But let's move on to authentic self. Let's not get caught up in our thing. I do want people to know, look, it's human nature to talk about your shit, then call a friend, and eventually do what you got to do, but focus back on your life again.
Well, you know, being your authentic self, that is what we're about to talk about, is everything that we just went through, you know? Being your authentic self is standing in your own personal power, in a sense, like, you know, what you know is true, what feels good to you, and whatever that means, whatever makes you happy. I mean, as long as you're not, like, hurting someone else or doing something, like, evil, I mean, who the fuck cares? Why should they care? Those people that care are very judgmental. But, you know, like, you do you, you know? You want to shave your head? Fine. Go ahead. And you think that works for you? Great. You happy? Awesome. You know?
I think the more spiritual and as your journey goes on, you get more aware and you just handle the awareness. Yeah, deeper and just preparing for that moment. And once I heard we're letting you go, I went, oh, Pandora's box. Opening up, let me give you this gift, and I let it out because I've been watching this one guy, and he's just a nobody. He's just the other person's in charge of him, and the other guy wants to feel good about himself. And I went, you know what? I'm calling you all out. This is part of the journey, and you get to, like, level one is the first stage of hurt and then sadness and insecurity. And level two is like, oh, here we go again. I'm sad again. It's happening again. Shit. Level three is, oh. This is where I tell them I speak my truth, and I'm not afraid to be me. And that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid to be you.
Yep. So I want to give so on Facebook today, I did ask, you know, what does being your authentic self mean to you? And one of our more loyal followers, Ms. Sarah. Yes, Sarah, what's up? Thank you for posting. She had responded. Anyways, she, like, the authentic self is not, in her words, not hiding any parts of you and accepting and giving yourself grace with the other parts.
I love that. Sarah's a long-term, she's a long-term, what's the word I want to use?
Come on.
I was going to say living with us for, no, she's been a part of this, my page, but what up, Sarah? But, yeah, I love that.
Yes. Beautifully said, Sarah.
I want your opinion. The more I go through my journey, I change my thoughts about this. Someone triggered me a long time ago. and they were doing the spiritual shit, but they were dressing up in lingerie and they were honoring like their beauty. But what I was getting from it all actually was, you know, and I've been there in my own aspect. I wasn't putting lingerie on, but in my own aspect of a different situation, I was picking up at that time about attention. What can she do for this attention? And that's what I was getting from that. And that's when I was pissed off, because I was like, you're not doing this for the right reasons. It's about look at me. Let me be bold. And it wasn't about genuine like self-love and it would come off. So it triggered me and I got pissed off. I was like, this is some bullshit. This isn't spirituality. But I thought about it now, about your situation about spirituality, right? And I think overall, the oneness and authentic self, we have to go through this bullshit. We have to make silly decisions. And I've been there. I've done it too in a different way. Not again, not wearing lingerie. But
and Joe, if you did, good for you, because it makes you fucking happy. I got a little red teddy for you.
If we get enough donations, maybe I'll do some crazy shit. I don't know. But
okay, guys. All right, you listeners. Let's all do that.
I did. A side note, I did post on our episode for donations. You know, it is around like $150 to use this platform. So if you want to donate, put a couple links there. If you like it, kind words also are nice and beautiful. Appreciate it. And I also shared Candace's link and my link to our private personal social media. They're not private. Social media stuff. But we have to go through these awkward things.
Yeah.
We got to go through the awkward phase. Duality is the opposite of the light, right? The opposite of the dark and light. That's how we find the balance. And that's why I tell people, don't be afraid to live and express. Mm. And you're going to make mistakes. You're going to get hurt. You're going to apologize to someone. You're going to learn, because eventually we have to. I just told Valerie the other day, shout out to Valerie for listening.
Hi, Val. Love you.
I told Valerie like 3 times, and I did it again like the other night. I was like, yeah, she's like, I don't understand what happened. You know, we had a, I kind of just blocked her one day. I was being an idiot because I was going through my own stupid shit with my ex, and I let her overpower me. I was like, anyways, we learned that. But I went, she's like, I don't understand what happened. I went, I still had my head up my ass. And she went, well, you kind of always still kind of do sometimes. Well, and I get her, so we had a sense of humor. I was like, yeah, you're right. But those are the people I admire. Like, I know that I've been through falling out with people and learning experiences, but the ones that stick around and have this personality that you want to keep around. And I was thinking about her. I told you. And then she showed up a couple days later. Those are the ones you want to keep around because, you fucked up. You're going to learn more. And things get better over time. So shout out to Valerie for being an awesome friend and coming back around, saying hi. I told people yesterday or today, well, people want to stay comfortable and safe. They want to stay, they want things in life. They want to stay comfortable and safe. The whole part about this life is the journey and the experience. Don't stay comfortable and safe because you're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to do what you want to do. You're going to be sad and stay at home and do the same shit and put your sweatpants on. And
being comfortable and safe, I feel that being comfortable and safe is one of those preconditioned things. You know, you have to get like the good job that pays this so you can afford this to do that. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things that, you know, because if you step out of your comfort zone and you fail, you could lose everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's that you want to be comfort, security, you know?
I remember going through my journey. Yeah, sorry. I got excited.
No, you're good. You're good. Keep going, brother.
Keep going. I got excited to learn more about myself in the beginning of all this stuff. And I was listening to motivational videos, and I was setting myself up unknowingly for a positive outcome and also, like, a safety net, right? And I never did it before, and I'm listening, and you know, what are you waiting for? And it's pumping me up. And I realized what I wanted to do, and then I got afraid to do it, Facebook Live and doing what I want to accomplish. And I would get nervous or scared, and I wouldn't do it right away. And I would go back to, without knowing, motivational videos. And it's like, what are you doing? You got to push yourself. Fear is only holding you back from what you want. I'm like, oh my God, I'm just like, so I didn't realize I was setting myself up for a positive outcome and change. You have to love yourself and want yourself to be better at anything 24/7, even if you don't know what that is. A lot of people are waiting for the, I'll know when I'm happy about the goal, then I'll start. And then it just never really goes anywhere. They don't spend enough time thinking thinking differently is key for everything, because when I start to love myself more, to find myself,
nurture.
I was asking questions in my mind to my inner being or my inner self that I've never asked before in a unique way. Like, it's simple. Why do I like this food right now? What is it about this? Like, we just do things so many times. We're like, oh, I like it. Okay, your body likes it, but it's another spiritual challenge because you're actually challenging your inner being and self to explain more. What is it about it? What is it about the feeling you get? What is it about? I didn't realize that I got sushi for lunch when I needed to love myself. And I went, oh, my God, I'm loving myself. I'm getting sushi for lunch. And that's why I do this. I've been doing this for a while. And you wake up to your soul awakening. You're like, oh, I've programmed. I was doing this before. So you become aware of yourself more. And I love what Sarah said, too, because you become freer each level to be yourself. You're not afraid of anyone. You know, at one point I was afraid of someone on social media being upset with me or, like, saying stupid shit or they copied my page and pretend Indian people trying to be me. And, look, been through it all. And now I'm like, yeah, okay, here we go. And everyone knows it's not me. I had a phase of people questioning if it was me or not. But
yeah, I remember that.
I felt bad. I was like, oh, here we go. No, it's not me. It's all right. But I love you guys. You guys messaged me and we're like, hey, you're right. Is this you? But we have to go through these levels of uncomfortability, toughness, aggravation, sadness. So that comes around.
It's like the metamorphosis of a butterfly. Oh, wait, not the butterfly. Yeah, like the butterfly. You have to, like, shed these skin, these beliefs, these things that weren't ours to begin with. You know what I mean? And you have to and every time you, like, molt, every time you shed, you become something more beautiful. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's all these beliefs that we're conditioned to believe. You have to act a certain way and be a certain this and fuck all that. I just want to be me.
Absolutely. When I get stuck or even in the past when I was learning about myself more and getting stuck, I just learned to focus on myself and reevaluate it. And I go, okay, well, why am I not allowing myself to do that? Why am I not allowing myself to be happy? What is it? Sometimes it's the stupidest thing. You know, I remember I had like $30 in my account, and I had no idea. I started off a conversation with someone talking about, oh, maybe I need to get a part-time job. And I was already talking about being down on myself about money. And then I was like, I want to go out and maybe get lunch or drive to the gym. I want to go out. And they were like, well, why don't you go? And I went, I don't know. And I went, wait a second. Why am I not loving myself? And these are all new directions and thoughts and patterns most people don't do. And we're conditioned for so long to go home and be sad and think about the thing that made you sad and or just be in your anxiety and just have the, I have anxiety. And those moments now when I'm like, I want to do it and I'm like not doing it or I notice it's a good idea and it's blocked right away with a doubt, I go for it because it's an intuitive guidance. When we're blocked in fear, worries, doubts, and questioning the thing, it's just blocking the, who's going to want this? Like my car, I sold it for $600. I was going to give it away. I thought it was like this, blah. And when I thought about it, and when I need money for that down payment, and I heard in my head and felt it, sell the car. And I went, who's going to want that car? And I sold it less than 24 hours. So intuition comes through within your inner being. And for me, question about, is it my guys? Is it me? Is it, I just feel the knowing of the connection is strength within myself, which is connected to all them too. And there's the the vibrations. When you know the vibration is good, go for it.
I'm still growing, and I don't know if you want to like scale it to make it easier on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm probably at an 8 or something right now.
You're
like
at a 9.5.
There we go. Woo-hoo! I mean, I used to have a lot of fear, like, when I would give readings to people, like, oh, my God, is this going to resonate with them? And, like, are they going to believe me? Like, am I being, like, you know, is this going to resonate with them, you know? Am I going to piss them off? Like, I would always just worry about how the message was going to be received. And then it was just, like, someone had said something, and I was like, oh, my God, that makes total fucking sense. And I think it was you, because we don't give messages on what you want to hear. It's what you need to hear. So whether or not it resonates at this immediate moment or you're offended by it at the immediate moment, whatever, your guys want you to know this because it's going to help you be a better person. You know,
that's why when people are like, I don't understand, I get the reading and it's just, they say it's going to be good and my relationship and blah, 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 but it's not changing. And that's why I say, you know, look for someone that's a little bit more experienced and a different vibration or what vibrates with you. And find someone new. Just look for someone new because what happens is people are in the level of people pleasing at spiritual reading levels. And like, I want to know about my relationship. And that's why I don't personally take questions or anything in the beginning of any reading, because first of all, I don't want to know any inclination of what's going on. And two, I let my guides bring it up because they're going to bring it up already in ways of why it's not working out, what you need to do to fix it, if it's fixable, or what's going to happen and why. Because these other readers, not talking shit, I'm saying they're at a certain level. We all have to go through it. They're at the level of people-pleasing.
One of the lessons I had to learn, you know, that I had to grow from, and which I did, and this has been a long time, and, you know, I've grown from that. And so, like, now, it's like, when I do give readings to people, again, I don't give a fuck. This is what you need to know. You take it how you want to take it. I mean, I'm not going to be rude and disrespectful. I mean, I may sound like it right now, but it's like, this is what you need to hear. This is, you know, I'm just learning. And now I'm learning to connect more so with, have a more personal relationship with my guides. That is the journey that I am spiritually on right now. And I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm more out of my own head than I am in it. So I get moments where I'm like, wait, was that a yes or was that a no? Okay, yeah, that was a yes. Okay, or you know what I mean? Like I had to double check to make sure it wasn't like me because it's what I want to hear. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of, but again, I'm getting there. I'm almost there. You know, I'm less. I'm so much out of my head. So, I mean, it's moments and it's growing. It's growing. And growing. The more I let go and just trust, that's it. It boils down to trust. And a lot of it, that's a hard thing to do, to trust. Trust something you don't know. Trust something you can't see. Trust something you can't feel. I mean, how do you trust that? You know what I mean?
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I want to say this with love. Can I give you a spiritual message real quick?
Yeah. Right, I love your spiritual message.
I want you to, because I love you, and I want you, because I got this message, and I want you to know something, because I feel it.
I am
everything
open.
Everything you're saying is true. I agree with 100%. But the message for you is this. I want you to take a step back, and we're going to close this door after we're done with it.
Okey-dokey.
This person that had messaged you and did what they did and projected and vomited on you and was really them.
Right.
It doesn't matter if there's anyone else that's a negative person listening, even for me. But remember this. You don't have to justify yourself. You don't have to explain yourself. I want you to know that you're a human. I love you. You're awesome. You're growing in the same way I'm growing. There's so many times where I called you for, I was like, what's going on? I don't even tell you. And you give me the info and it's spot on. I feel it. And I want everyone to know, like, when you have that connection with someone, you can get a lot of messages quicker because you're free to be yourself. And you're going to, it's a part of the journey too, which will help you become more free to be you because you're accepting and realize you don't need to fit in. And there's many times where I'm not always in the vibration of receiving the message and going through some shit spiritually, which is an actual, like, experience. When I say going through experiences, it's not always just with people. It's deep. And downloads are one thing. I get different stuff, but Candace is there for me. And I say this, Candace, only because I feel this little thing in your energy I'm pulling out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's still somewhere in the background, and I'm removing it.
Mm-hmm.
This person, you don't need to worry about this person. Anyone else, even for me, I don't care about explaining to people. But I'm explaining a way of the topic, what I go through. We don't need to justify shit. We're just helping people learn how to get to the authentic self. And I just want to say that because whatever you feel and say, you're doing well with it. But remove this fucking person in your way. They've closed. The door's closed now.
And it's closed.
Breathe.
We're done.
Deep breath in.
I did. I actually, whatever residual energy of her, I breathed it out. Like, we're done. We're good. So I need to change the subject, like, really, really, really fast.
Yes.
Like, really fast. Because we actually have a very special caller on the line.
Do we?
Yes. She is like the bestest, of the bestest. So I'm not sure how many callers we have on the line. I believe it may be from a 321 area code.
It might be a masked number. But let's see, if you feel that they're especially awesome individual, experience, then I agree with you, and I'm excited. Can you tell us a little bit more? I want to know a little bit more.
This person is, like, one of my biggest supporters, like, ever. Like, ever. And she's just amazing. She's funny. She is, like,
she loves you. I love you more, Candace. We're gonna have to battle this out.
I don't know. It's gonna be a
battle.
Is it your mom? It is not my mom. This kid loves me more than my mom. How about that? I am her absolute favorite. I am her favorite.
Yeah. Before we take that call, I just want to wrap up authentic self and kind of bring it to a little nice little package here. Don't be afraid to go after what you want to do. Take your fears and make them into a motivational transmutation of energy. Burn it off. Show up to the gym. Take your anger out. Put it into something. Show up for yourself. If you're going to make mistakes, make mistakes. If you're going to learn to apologize, learn to apologize. Speak your truth. Whatever it is that we always have to learn to be our authentic self is being true to ourselves and what we need to do. And if we can't complete it, and you know, let's say someone blocked you or something, whatever, cool, move on. But forgive yourself, forgive them, forgive people. A lot of the times, I think also I want to add,
forgiveness,
I was angry with people. And again, yeah, I was just going to say, forgiveness is hard because we feel like we're cool with people and we move on. But really take the time to really express it, because I found myself in emotional moments where I was hurt and I didn't really express the hurt enough. And I spoke it on Facebook Live. I was like, this individual didn't say their name. This is what you did. And I said, I forgive you. And I forgive you. And I forgive you. And that's when I moved forward. That was actually my birthday night. I saw a lot of sparkles and galactic shit. And those couple months were
great. Night. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, without further ado, we have a special caller. And I'm excited to find out who this is. We got...
I don't know her phone number, so I'm guessing it's 321.
Hello, special caller. Who are you?
Candy, you're my favorite.
You're my favorite, Candy.
Aww.
Hi, Sophia.
Well, she
did. I love you, Auntie Candy. Bye.
I love you, too.
Wow. She
That's
just
so
loves
cute.
You, Candy. Go. What do you need?
Love you, Katie. Love you, Sophia.
Go see Daddy. Oh, I'm sorry. I have kids. I don't know about you, but I got kids. First of all, Joe, we will bat it out because that is my sister, and I know more secrets than you do.
Hey, wait a second, Lauren. You kind of sidetracked me there.
Right.
You didn't tell me you were going to talk.
Do what? I'm sorry, what did I do?
You kind of, you sidestepped me. You're like, oh, someone wants to call you. And then you get on the phone, like, what kind of shit is that?
Well,
like, come on now.
Sophia has been listening in on the conversation and waiting to say,
yes.
Auntie Candy, you are my favorite, because she's been listening to your conversation, and I was telling her you had a bad day. And she just said, I want to tell her she's my favorite. How do you think that makes me feel? I'm her mother.
Well, I had a bad day yesterday, kind of, I guess you could consider it a bad day. But, I totally
I don't know what that situation is. I really, listen, I don't care about that person. I don't care who that person was. But I do know that when my family is attacked, when my family is attacked in some way, shape, or form, the devil comes out and wants to play. So I just say you handled it very well, Kitty. You. Yes, you are you, and I love you for you.
My older sister.
We were raised by two great people, and especially with the motto of speak your mind, who gives a fuck what they think.
Amen.
Did I say that right?
My parents
in a nutshell.
Our parents, like, encouraged us, has always encouraged us to be who we are. Like, and
never take shit.
They thought or believed, they always encouraged us to follow our own path, because they realized it is our path and not theirs. So my parents are, like, truly amazing. Like, they're just so supportive of everything that, you know, I do, my sister, my brother. They're just, they really are. They're amazing.
I'm excited to meet everyone.
Yeah,
you are? Wait, I'm invited? Wait a second. I gotta get my party dress on. Wait a second.
The party dress.
Candace, is this an adult moment or are kids invited?
This is a family event. So, like, everyone's
invited. Oh, it's a family
invited event.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Everybody,
oh, God.
Hey, when it's nighttime, who knows what after that, but.
Yeah.
Party on.
I do. I know what happens at nighttime. I tell you what, my nighttime. Nighttime is at 8 o'clock. I'm in bed because I got two kids that keep me going during the day. So mama's in bed at 8 o'clock. Who gives a fuck what happens at this fact?
God bless you. You have a lot of energy. I could feel it. You got some good vibes.
Oh, that's my day.
I like your personality.
That's my day.
Too.
Listen. You haven't met me in person, and when you do, you're going to want to drink one shot, two shots, three shots more, because the more you drink, the better I get.
Yes. Well, yes. You're going to want to drink. I love her. She's awesome. And thank you.
I like her already. She's dope.
Listening. Thank you for listening. That means a lot, Lauren. That means a lot.
I'm laughing my ass off. I'm literally sitting here laughing my ass off. And then I'm saying to myself, Candy, you got this. Candy, why are you letting this bitch bother you for? What the fuck? Candy, give me her number. I can't do it. I'm messaging you. Give me her number. I'll call her. Whoever it is, I'll call her. I'll even put her name up there. What do you want
right
me to
now,
do, Candy?
Awesome. My mom does the same shit. She's like, you want me to do something, too?
Yeah.
I mean,
I expect nothing less than my big sister.
Wait.
And listen, guys, she's a bad bitch. I would not fuck with her because she knows. She watches those Lifetime mystery shows, you know. So
don't give up my secrets.
The ones that I talk about?
She knows.
No, not those.
About a
no,
scene,
not
so.
Those. No, I watch the reruns of Unsolved Mysteries, and I try to copy. No, I don't. I don't do that. I am not criminalizing myself in any way, shape, or form today. But no, my best holiday of the year is April Fool's, because I can get away with a lot of shit.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, she's good.
I like
she's
this.
Really good. She is good. She is very good.
She's awesome.
Lauren,
I'm excited to meet her.
Thank you for calling. Thank you.
Oh, you're hanging up on me?
I love you.
I am the You're hanging up on me? Hey, listen, I had to sit through therapy. Y'all need to pay me for my therapy. I sat here for 45 minutes on the phone. Listen to this therapy. It was a really good, intense therapy.
You want a message?
Lauren?
I always get a message from Candy. I don't need a reading. What do you need a message? Why? Is there somebody speaking to me?
Get one from Joe. I give you them all the time. Get one from Joe. That Joe
yeah,
give you
a
what are they saying? What are they saying about me tonight? That I am like I'm lonely tonight. I need a drink.
Have a shot of whiskey.
No, well, I need a minute because
did
your
that.
Energy is intense and it's great. You're a fireball.
I am always a fireball. Yes, that is true. I am a fireball.
Your
okay,
people are intimidated by you.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Are you for work at some sort? Are you you have a job?
If you call the motherhood a job, that's my main job. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say that. Well, your main job. I don't know if you were before or you're meant to be somewhat of a titled position or a leader, or because there's something about people not being able to fuck with you and people respecting you in the balance. I don't know why work's coming up right now.
There's a change in my life. Yeah, there's a change in my life right now. We're all doing changes,
okay.
And it's the best time because of COVID. We're all got to make changes in life.
Well, what I want to sum up with that is don't settle for any position that is what you are used to. Go above a couple steps because you have the experience to go bigger for more money.
Yeah.
You have the title and the position. Don't think that you can't do it because of a certificate. You got a lot of you're due for a lot of positivity and money and abundance. So that's coming.
I am way past due. I'm way past due.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that ship hasn't come in yet.
What I'm also hearing is there's going to be people that are going to ask you for help. And these people you've been dealing with in the past, and now is your time to go, yeah, sorry, I can't do that. It's going to be limited. So
I tell God what, I know who that is. Ooh.
Candy, you know who that is. Yes, but you know, we got to let it, we got to let that person do his own thing or her own thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wrong that I, and you're going to be like, oh, they're changing a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 3 years
there's
ago,
a lot of changes.
You were doing something earlier.
Exactly, Joe. Exactly. Right on that. That's right.
Spiritually gifted, too.
She knows this. Yep. I've told her that. Yep.
I'm very gifted.
But
believe me. Well, wait a second. I have to. If my mother is listening, I got to give her props because she let Dad keep it in.
Boring.
Yeah, that's great.
What the fuck? I just
heard she let Dad keep it in for an extra 10 seconds.
Your sister is so funny. That's hilarious. I remember my coworker in the deli and when I was in high school, him and his cousin were arguing. And he goes, you know what? You should have been a blowjob. And I went, oh, my God.
But yeah,
oh, my God.
She has a lot of gifts.
She's got the gift of humor, too.
Yes, she does. She's the funny
That's
one.
I know. Did I tell you? If anybody wants to reach me, I can be set on my corner for 25 cents. I'll tell you a joke. I won't do anything more, but I'll 25 cents. I'll tell you a joke. My husband says I have my own zip code. I got my own zip code. I'm expanding.
Yeah.
I got my own zip code.
She doesn't
Next
shut
time
up.
I have
so
my own county.
No. This is she's very high vibrational. I'm gonna tell you more when I meet you in person. But yeah, you got a
Let
lot of great
know.
Stuff coming for you. Just keep going forward with what your decisions are, and don't settle for something what you're used to. Go forward with something bigger that you can do and you're excited to do. You're gonna
All
you're
right.
gonna manage
well,
or be a leader.
Oh, I'm gonna set myself
too,
in life.
Well,
to what?
Do you know someone that's in the police department or knew someone that was in the police department?
Yes, somewhat.
Was it like a past friendship, relationship, or a family member?
Current relationship. MT.
Okay.
He was an MT.
That's energy. All right.
Yeah, he was an MT. Why?
Okay.
Why? What do you have to say about him?
I felt this energy around. And I felt uniform, so I felt police officer or that, but I understand the EMT. Well, my question is, why is this energy or this person's energy around you still? Like, still, they're not supposed to be there.
Oh, well, great. Thanks for telling me after 10 fucking years.
That's a whole other Candy. Show that we can talk
That is a whole other topic. Well, I'll let you know, the energy that that person has, I love that. I love the person. I love the person.
Okay.
And if the energy can change, it will. But, you know, I'm a type of person that I like to, I don't believe in certain things. And one thing is to work on a relationship versus, well, don't feel bad.
No, I felt that energy, what you meant by that. I felt it.
Yeah. You like to see things through, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm with it. Hey,
the uniform part is military. Also, so he's military.
I guess what I want to say before we move on is, with your energy, you're very high vibrational. So sometimes people's energy is around us because they're thinking about us, or they're really focused on us, or you probably think about them too because they're thinking about you, and you call them, are you okay? But maintain your energy with, just do a clearing every once a day, like clear my energy from other people, envision it, because this person's a cool person, they're all right. They're just lingering. They're like waiting for you because you make them happy, and they need to focus on other things.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll talk more when I meet you in person. I'm excited. We'll have fun.
When is this taking place? Is this, Candy, is this doing August for your birthday?
No, Memorial Day weekend.
I'll be here too.
Memorial Day weekend?
I haven't sent out the invite yet. I haven't formally sent out the invite yet. As in, so, but Memorial
I don't need
weekend,
I don't need an invite. I got a key. I don't. Candace, I don't need an invite.
God.
Did you hear me?
April
I don't need
Fool.
An invite. I have a key. I got a key. I didn't say I got a key to your house. I just got
Candace,
a key.
You might have to change your lock, Candace.
I know shit.
You don't need to change no lock.
All right.
No. I'll break through a window. I'll crawl through a crawl space. Hell, I'll even go through a cat door.
She's
I'll go
like,
through a
go
doggy door,
I'll
too.
I'll find you.
That's right.
I
love you.
She's great. Hey,
I love
thank
you
for
thank
calling.
For calling.
Bye, baby. I'll talk to you later. Bye, Joe. Be nice. What?
Bye.
I'll send you the
cheese.
Yo, your sister's awesome. She's got great vibes.
She is, you know, I love you, Lauren. She's very gifted. And I'm just going to call her out on it now. She taught our grandmother, comes to her a lot, especially in her sleep. And, so she does, you know, I don't think my sister has fully stepped into that aspect of herself. For like whatever reasons, it's there and it happens and it's great. You know what I mean? Some people are like that. They're just, they don't need to develop it more. They don't feel the need to develop it more. You know what I'm saying? But she is, she's amazing. She is a fucking spitfire ball of energy. Like, she has zero filter. So
I love that. That's authentic self, divine timing.
Yeah,
that's
my family.
You reminded me of something my dad taught me. I was at my birthday night. I went out and played pool, me and my brother. And you were mentioning some stuff about your family, and it reminded me of this. And my dad was talking about a couple different stories where kind of like people were trying to input fear, or kind of like this, oh, you fucked up. Or he was letting people kind of, you know, those moments of, whoa, I can't believe this guy. What do I do? And what do I do? And he told me, he said, Joe, the moments I started to realize that they aren't anyone, and I just stepped up and spoke my truth, he spoke his truth, they backed down. Oh, and they changed the story. And I like that you brought that up and reminded me, because your parents sound awesome. Speak your truth, be free to.
What you said about your dad is exactly like, that's my dad. My dad is like, you know, we'll you know, fuck them. Fuck what they think.
Probably just like my dad, because he was a wild child, man. He was, he did some crazy shit.
No shit. I have stories that I cannot share, but my dad, are they like, I don't know, man.
How funny would it be if they, like, know each other?
I was just going to ask you, like, if that could be a thing. His name is, like, Anthony, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so, I mean, Dad, if you're listening, like, do you know Anthony? Like, how
yeah, long-lost cousin.
I mean, you never know. I mean, yeah, when you come down to visit, I mean, you know, you and my dad are just going to hit it off because you guys have a lot in common as it is. So just, like, as people. And you are just, like, so friendly. You know what I mean? I don't think there's not many people, like, that are drawn to you or get along with you. And my family is, like, fuck it. I am who I am. This is me. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it.
Absolutely. I get the people sometimes that aren't comfortable with me because they can't handle my light and truth.
Yeah.
I come with the holy light, and they're like, ugh, the holy light.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to meet your family. I'm gonna make it we're gonna make a podcast out of the radio show, live video.
Oh,
we're gonna have fun.
And we are going to start one of Joe's little side projects, I think, where you give public readings to random people.
Yes. I was gonna do it today, but time flew by so fast. But I'm gonna be going live on my page. Mm-hmm. And going into areas of my where I'm from or a little further out and surprise people. I got a T-shirt made today. I'm going to get it on Monday. It says the Millennial's Third Eye on it and some other fun stuff. Then I got some business cards made. I want to get out there. And this is for me about challenging and doing it and not just like sitting back and waiting for the perfect time to feel good about it.
Exactly. So if anyone is in the Melbourne, Palm Bay area, Memorial Day weekend, keep an eye out for Joe on the streets because we are doing it. And it is going to be a thing. It's going to be so much fucking fun. And
we're
going
to do some cool stuff together, too. I don't want to do, like, too many. I want to enjoy the present moment with you, too, you know? But we're going to do some funny shit.
Of course.
So we have a question that someone had asked me on Facebook, and I asked them, you know, I said, we're going to go live on the show. Do you mind if we talk about your question? She said, I would love to listen in, and yes.
Awesome. Thank you for your question, anonymous caller or writer.
Yes. So the question is this. Hey, Joe and Candace. Of course, Candace. Mm-hmm. Hey, Joe and Candace. I've just blocked my ex today. I was wondering if you had some guidance or advice about what to do so I don't go backwards and forgive him like what's happened in the past. This time feels quite final, though. You start to get over the same loser shit and finally believe you deserve the best. So
I feel you. I feel you, girl, 100%. But you're doing it. You are, yes. Oh, my God, so proud of you. Because you know what? That is fucking hard. You love someone, and like, you know, I was in a relationship for 9 years, many ups, many downs, and I loved him, and like, back and forth, because I just believed in him. I believed in us. I believed, and then at some point, that bullshit just is like, you know what? I can't. I just can't do it anymore. So kudos to you for choosing you and walking away. Like, that takes a lot of inner strength, and you're doing it. Closing that door, always choose you.
Yeah.
And now continue to choose you. And, yeah, if it doesn't make you happy, it's toxic. It's, you know, it's, and that's all I can explain. Like, the energy is just like, and you're, like, trudging through it, trying to be happy, trying to see the light, trying to be positive, but there's very few things to be positive about. So you're doing it. You're choosing you. And just don't look back. Continue to move forward. So proud of you. Whoever that is, I am very proud of you. And you should be proud of you, too. Don't doubt yourself. Don't get that little swing of, did I do the right thing? Hell yes. You did the right thing because I chose you.
Yes. So I like to say, well, yes, I'm proud of you. And I want to point out that there's no perfect style, but you're learning and you're getting it and you're aware of it. You've made a decision and start off by realizing look, the past is in the past. You could have did it sooner, later, better. That's number one. Don't get over that. Know that you're doing it now. The biggest thing for me was, look, I could have wish I did things sooner. It's much different now. It's like part volume 7 of Joe's This Person and how we're going to handle this and learn. So I had to really manage stuff. But what I did was ask myself, what am I so afraid of? And I realized I was afraid of not finding true love or not finding someone that I felt that this person, regardless of all the crazy shit that they put me through, was going to be the only one. But I felt confused as to why I had so much care for this person. Regardless of all the details, we can find so many reasons, pros and cons, but know that you're making the right decision, because if you weren't, you wouldn't be in this position already. Stay strong. Think of it as a mental continuation. Catch yourself when you're thinking about it. Put something else there instead of what that thought is, because you remove the sadness or triggers of, let's say you're going out somewhere, you're like, oh, it'd be great to, oh, wait, no. Be strong. Implement the strength, because instead of just being your human self and the old conditioning and letting the emotions just ride out, because our emotions are a big part of our energy, and we let that shit ride out. And sometimes we're like, oh, man, I really do miss them, and then we go back. So, and the other thing I want to add, and I'm going to be very blunt and honest about this like everything else, sex can do a lot of shit in the sense of pleasure and connection with someone. And I think it's a difficult part, because we don't realize sometimes it's really just the sex that we miss with someone. And if that's the only thing, you got to think about it. There's other people in the world. I had this thought with myself once, and I went, you know what? And don't judge me. Look, I'm not saying a number, but past relationships, okay? I'm healthy. I'm good. But I thought to myself, this is not going to be this last forever. There will be someone else that will get me on more levels than just that. And that's what I need to deserve and respect myself, that I deserve better. And so there's so many pros and cons that you could find. Find the ones that are really deep like that, the energy, the reasons why. Reestablishing a different thought process. But stay strong, because when my guys want to add and wrap this up, you really just think about it and you're afraid to be alone. That's what they're telling me to tell you. Don't be afraid to be alone, because look, you messaged our page. We're talking with you. We're cool with you. I had to reestablish my time with friends and communication instead of being alone in my head. Because our energy, if we don't put it somewhere, it stays within us and we keep getting lost in our thoughts. So play music, talk to people, go
change
play.
The energy. Yep, change it. But
you know, yeah, good.
Oh no, I just think that this person is doing an amazing job with what she has. You know what I mean? So I mean, yeah, it'll be rough. I mean, who likes to be alone? Like, I don't know, like sometimes, like I know, I when I finally had the courage to walk out of my marriage, because it just wasn't it anymore, when I finally had that, I was kind of like, before that, I was kind of like, oh my God, who's going to want me? I got two kids, I'm broken, I got all this shit, like who's going to, like romantically, who's going to want to get hooked up with this? Like, I don't even want to get hooked up with this, you know? So it's like, but by breaking free of that, I broke free of that mentality and that energy. Because if you're in that energy, like, and you're in that relationship, you know, you're in that energy, nothing can come in because it's being occupied. So once you let that go, you're making room for an upgrade.
An upgrade
of a lifetime.
Upgrade.
Let me tell you what. I got what I deserve, you know? I got what I deserve. It was meant for me. So
I feel like that word is going to be always something I got to, like, just part. Like, I got excited. When you said upgrade, I'm pumped. I'm like, moving right now. Upgrade. Time for some upgrades, because you deserve better.
But yes, feel free, whoever that is, to reach out to me if you ever want to talk or need to talk or, you know, I'm here.
Yeah, we're here for you. And that's why we love We love to hear questions, anonymous topics. You want us to talk about it? You want to call in and ask us a question?
Yes.
We would love to take some callers for some readings or just a conversation later. We'll be on for a little while. I don't know, maybe like 35, 40 minutes. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Let's figure we take a musical break.
Woo woo.
What are you feeling, Candace? You're not feeling the rap and hip hop.
Well, I mean, like, it's not my go-to music, you know, but, I mean, I'm a rock kind of chick.
How about In My Mind? In my mind, I think in my heart, in my head. Love, you like the song. I know you do.
Quit questioning it.
I asked the question, but I knew the answer. And I knew that you weren't following.
Track.
You're like, play that fucking track. That's Limp Bizkit, isn't it?
Yes.
Serving up a pack. niggas run and get him, cause they dead or rap. Funny how they shook. Pulling back the curtain by myself, take a look. Hey, I'm a bar spitter, I'm a hard hitter. Yeah, I'm light skinned, but I'm still a dark nigga. I'm a wig splitter, I'm a tall figure. I'm a unforgiving, wild ass dog nigga. Something wrong with him, got him all bitter. I'm a bill printer, I'm a grave digger. Yeah, I am what I am. I don't have no time for no misunderstandings again. It's a rolling, not a stop. Watch shit don't never stop. Future took the business and ran it for me. I let Ollie take the aisle, told him brand it for me. I get 2 million a pop and that stand it for me. Like I went blind, dog, you gotta hand it to me. Gotta give me this shit. Prayed, then I prayed again. Had a moment, but it came and went. Y'all don't wanna play with him. No. There'll be morning, you like 8 a.m. Pinky ring till I get a wedding ring. Whoa. Love my brothers, cut them in on anything. And you know it's King Slime, busy damn. She just said I'm bae, I hit the scissor dance. Matt Drake shit. Either hand is the upper hand. Got a bubble on my other hand. This shit ain't no 100 bands. Palace look like Buckingham. Bill so big, I call him Williams for real. Reasons to go crazy, got a trillion for real. They been trying me, but I'm resilient for real. I can't go in public like civilian for real. And I hardly take offense. Money for revenge, man, that's hardly an expense. I'll hammer checks off of all of my events. I like all the profit, man, I hardly do percents. A big part of me resents niggas that I knew from when I started in this shit. They see what I got and man, it's hard to be content. Fuck what they got going on, I gotta represent. Hey. It's a rolling, not a stop. Watch shit don't never stop.
We're working it.
We're working it. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Who the hell cares?
Preach it, Peter.
Yeah, I got a bunch of like stuff on here. I was trying to add a file, play another song. Maybe we'll just talk for a minute and I'll do that. But Candace, clear your mind. What comes up randomly? What do you feel like discussing? Oh, so I want a random fact. You want to know a random fact that I found today? It's exciting.
Okay, random fact. Go, Joe.
Okay, so you know the movie The Matrix?
Yes.
So did you know the codes of The Matrix, those little digits, screens, dropping down the screen?
Zeros and ones?
I don't think. I'm just going to say yes. Yeah. But, yes, you know those things?
Uh-huh.
They're actually sushi recipes, most of them.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They're actually... That's right,
so
Candace.
So, hold on a second. So, so all of those little... You're talking about the zeros and ones on the screen?
Well, yes. They look more than the zeros and ones, but yes, those things on the screen of the Matrix movie.
No way. They're like... That's great. That's awesome. You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Oh, God. What song is it? I'm going to fuck this up. It's not Du Hast Me. There is a song that's like a band sings, and it's not an American band. It's like German. It's like German or something. And they're singing this song, right? And they're singing it in their native language. And it's all like meddled out, meddled the fuck out. It is a baking recipe. It is a
Oh, God, really?
Yes.
Oh, I got to find that.
I'll ask my ex-husband. He's actually a big music buff. I'll ask him, and he'll know exactly what song I'm talking about because he's just awesome like that. But I will, and it's a fucking recipe. I was like, what? No way. Yeah, someone translated it for me. It's a recipe. Like,
so I have awesome. This. That's hilarious. I have this kind of like weird, exciting idea, but I don't know how it would gonna go. But I can call people from the studio. I can put in numbers.
Ooh,
and I really want to call a random person.
Ah, that makes me nervous, Joe.
It would be divine timing.
I mean, yeah, but call them for what? To give them a message?
Hi, we don't know you, but me and Candace are spiritual. We're on a live radio show, and we have spiritual messages for you. They're kind of like voicemails that you have not received yet that you need to receive.
I mean, like, not everyone is open, you know what I'm saying, to receiving messages. It's kind of like, I don't know, we kind of need their permission.
The refrigerator is running.
I thought of that. It's the first thing I thought of.
We have a message for you. Oh, that would be great. Do you, I don't know if you remember this, but before Candace and Joe shows, there was this other show that I've done in the beginning, and it was actually really funny. It was fucked up, but it was really funny. I decided that I was going to call or check out another radio show, and
yeah.
I found another spiritual one. Yo, this girl, I don't know if people remember this. It was actually the funniest thing that ever happened, and I called her show, and I'm listening, and it's live on my show. We're all listening. I had people that were the personality type that they were calling on her show, they were calling on my show, and they were wanting readings. And I was like, oh, my God, they think that this is that show. So this girl I called. it was really funny. I got to find it. She was insisting that her spirit guide was David Bowie.
Okay. Wait.
And, yeah.
Is David Bowie dead?
I have no idea, but it was hilarious. Because you could tell that she was just making this shit up. I had someone contact me and was like, hey, what you're doing is actually really funny. And I know her, and she's just full of shit. And I was like, oh, my God. She found out that we were listening to her show. And one of her shows, she goes, so apparently some guy named Joe thinks he's a real funny guy. And I was like, oh, my God, this is hilarious. But she was saying stories like David Bowie went to Walmart with her and, like, had an orgasm in the aisles. Like, what the fuck are you doing? It was the craziest show idea. I was like, I can't believe that even happened.
Oh, my God. Like, I mean, that actually sounds really fucking funny. And, yeah, that sounds great. But I don't know, like, if I have that Joe energy that can just jump right in and, like, I mean, I can go for the ride.
That sounds horrible. I do have that, like.
Wait, yeah, I did a little bit.
I just think
Sorry.
About things. No, you're good. It was funny.
No, it did.
I have crazy ideas, and if I'm by myself, I won't do it mostly, but if I'm around, like, you, or I'll do some crazy shit. Like, that's hilarious. Unless someone knows someone, that I'll be like, all right, we're going to call this random person. Or we'll call, I don't know, I want to do something with this phone on the studio
line.
I mean,
like, I'm not as bold as those to jump in on somebody else's conversation.
I got an idea.
God, what's the idea?
Hold on, hang tight. And by the way, guys, if you want to participate in the conversation, you want to call and ask us a question, if you want a message spiritually from us, feel free to call it. Call the number. 563. Yeah, I just realized this. Our number has three nines in it. 563-999-3522. And if you want us to answer your call, press 1. It lets us know on the studio line. Once again, that number is 563-999-3522. What'd you say?
Has it always been that number?
In the past, no. It was an older number in the past, but this one's
different. Well, that's beautiful. That all of that is beautiful because all the triple nines and the three for creativity and
and whatnot, and the duality and partnerships of the double twos and stuff. Dude, that's a beautiful number.
Whoa, that was the vibration of your phone call just chopped up. But we're going to call someone right now. I got a surprise. Let's do it.
It's all you, buddy.
It's happening.
I'm just listening in. It's all you.
Yes.
Hello, you've reached Maria Lo Castro, clinical social worker. If this is a psychiatric emergency, please.
Really?
It's from mom's voicemail.
You called your mom.
My mom's a dope. She's so serious, but she's got a personal number decked out for clinical social worker and mental health. That kind of sucks in a way. Like, you can't, I don't know, what do you have to get? I got to ask her that. I never did. Your license
what?
Out, and then, you know, then you have to put a thing on your voicemail just in case people call you last minute for an emergency. I don't know. I don't have my voicemail set up like that.
No, but in her line of work, what is she, like a mental health?
Yeah. I'm just saying in general, I know that they probably have a business number, but I guess in case of someone, like, I don't know, calling your personal phone for some reason. I'm going to do that my business number. Hi, you reached Joe from Millennials to Die. This is an emergency. Call 911. Because I can't handle that. That's not for me. That's something very serious. But we're here for you. Any other services, message me or reach out, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you. I got to do a new voicemail.
I don't think there's enough time to put that message in voicemail, Joe.
Do you remember I used to do this to people, too, where I'd make the voicemail like a phone call where I'd be like, hey, what's up? Hold on, 1 second. And I'd be like, I'm sorry, it's my voicemail. My mom would be like, you're driving me crazy with that shit.
Yep. I haven't changed my voicemail in, forever. I should. I don't even know how to do it because I haven't done it in, since I got my new phone or whatever. So, yeah,
later,
I think it just comes up with my number.
Passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
Hey, is Steven with you at the house, or is he working?
Oh, yeah, we're not going to call Steven.
All right. I got to get over the calling someone. I'm going to call someone. It's going to be fun. We're going to have fun with it. Maybe I'll call another show. My mom's probably going to be like, my mom probably didn't answer because it was a different number.
Oh, my God. Putting me on the spot, getting me all kind of
Well, all right. So what is your predictions for the next week? What do you think everyone should, what do you feel? Pull a card. Let's have a card.
Pull a card. Okay.
I feel like a bunch of spiritual, people in a group right now. Like, let's play with cards. What's tomorrow bringing?
So we're talking about Monday.
Am I
going to
find love?
Right?
Candace, am I going to find love? Am I going to find someone? Am I going to be alone forever?
Yes.
Yes, pull a card for the collective of next week's energy. It's the big D energy.
Oh, goodness. All right. Hold on.
I should come up with tarot cards and call them the oracle cards. Call them the big D oracle cards. And then it's all going to be about big D energy, motivational shit. Shit's going to be tough, but you know what? Stick it out. You're going to become at the top of the big D list.
Right. What does the collective need to know for next week?
Help me, Tom
Cruise.
There's
definitely changes. I just heard change. So there are some sort of changes on various levels for different people, but there's changes coming.
Buckle up. Changes are going to come. Some of them are uncomfortable.
Remember?
Maybe we went through that phase of
I was going to let you finish, but remember, change is for your highest good, whether you like it or not. It is for you. It's for your highest good. Accept it, deal with it, move on. So, all right. Bottom of the deck energy. Two of cups in reverse. Well, that's – and
okay.
Then on top we have the queen of cups, also in reverse. Okay.
So, let's go over the cards
like
again real quick.
We have two of cups in reverse as the general energy of the week. Oh, my heart is breaking. And then we have the queen of cups in reverse on top. So, that just
doesn't
happen.
You ain't focused enough on the right thing. Damn, that's the same card as before in the topic of the sponsorship obstacle subject there.
Listen, it's coming through. It is coming through. But you got the Two of Cups, and that's all about relationships and stuff and coming together, you know, relationships of a different kind, not always romantic, but, you know, because you can love someone and be friends, blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, so, like, relationships and stuff. yeah, it's like change. And it, so hold on a second. Oh my gosh. Why?
I have an idea. I wanted you to pull another three cards for the other person involved and see the perspective from two angles here. Have fun with it. By the way, guys, if you want to call in and chat with us or get a message, call the number 563-999-3522. If you want us to take your call, make sure you press 1 after.
So you want me to, we do have another caller.
Yeah, I noticed that. And I was like, interesting area code. Apparently we have the 321 up in the house, which is actually an angel number, 321. It's the backward.
It is. This is great. Do you want to take the call?
It's interesting. I just noticed they changed the logo of when people know, let you know that they want to be on the show. It used to be like a. okay. All right, we're taking the call.
Let me brace myself.
The Candace Mystery Connection now. Let us know who you are.
Hello, caller.
Oh, it's me, Bob. It's
Bob?
Me, Bob.
Is that your dad?
That's my dad. My dad, Bob, everyone.
What's going on, Bob? I'm excited to meet you.
I'm excited to meet you, too. Candace told me good things about you.
I already feel like I'm part of the family. What's going on, Bob? How's life?
Yeah. Life is treating me so far is the way it is. So far, so good.
I already feel like I want to get so much advice from him. I feel like he's got so many great angles and perspectives for my life. Well, thank you for calling. I don't know what to talk about right now.
I don't either. I just knew my youngest one there was on a podcast with somebody special, so I figured I'd call in.
Dad,
you.
I love you.
Oh,
I love you.
Love
up here.
Listen, don't tell my sister, but I'm the favorite, okay?
She's listening. But, yeah, I just want to call and say hi and what?
Hey, Bob, what are we going to be cooking and having?
What are we cooking for Memorial Day, Dad?
What are we doing?
Joe, tell me your background.
That's up to Candace. What?
Well, there's my background as a chef, but there's also, like, the family experience background that he's got. He's got the cooking at home do you make wine, too, or no?
I drink it.
My grandfather did.
Yeah.
My grandfather was a winemaker.
Yep.
Do you like cigars? I got to know what I'm bringing.
I don't smoke cigars.
I'm going down the Italian list, the Italian American and the Italian list of things that you might like. I can cook stuff. It depends on what you like, but I got to find something to bring you. I got to think about it. I'm going to bring you a nice gift. I'm one of those people that's another part of it. I'm going to bring my whole body, self, in contact, and all together. We're going to have a great time. But
you
got to bring something up when you meet people.
Family is family.
Mm-hmm.
Family's family. Just bring yourself.
You. Candace, you got all this love coming out for your family.
I love them. They're awesome. They are my support system. Like, when I was going through the roughest fucking time of my life, they were there regardless. I mean, I did some pretty, I don't want to say shitty things, but I wasn't present in their life. Yet.
For sure. Okay.
Made sure to be present in mind when I needed them, you know? Because, you know, it was a sticky situation. They were always there.
Things happen in life for a reason.
Yes, sir.
I got to hear some stories.
Oh, man.
No stories.
What? About
sure.
Yeah,
well, no, about positive.
Not on the podcast, Deb.
All right. I'm going to keep the line tied up. I know you got other people want to call in, so God bless.
Would you like to hear anything or no? Tell me what you think about me. Oh.
I already feel like I'm part of the family here. I want to hang out now and talk and get to know you more. Like, you know when you really already – I'm not just saying this. I'm being serious. If someone's energy is already awesome, you're like, I want to just sit and listen. I want to talk and hear a story. I want to hang out. I feel like you're part of the family.
You have a great personality. Oh, yeah. Just a heads up, Joe. If my dad asks you if you want to see the bocce court, just say no.
You know I'm going to have to say yeah.
No. You're going to have to say it. It's like, how do they say it? Do you want to go for a cup of coffee?
Hey. All right. Well, let's go to a different subject.
Yeah. Alexa's listening.
You know, I do want to say, Candace, you have a unique, so far your sister and your dad have this energy, which is, I see within you too, about your dad is really spiritually gifted as well. And a lot of people, I think, they don't put the words to it, but they're intuitive and know. And I can tell that your dad gave you a lot of heads up or direction about certain things, and you saw that either come through and you navigated. He's got good advice. And
I'm not just saying this because he's on line or whatever, but my dad is there. He's in my head, and for all the right reasons, you know. He's one. He's my hero.
Wow. I've never heard this before, and I want you to know something, Bob.
Go ahead.
I've never heard spirit, my guides, tell me this before, and this is pretty interesting and unique and deep. They say, you know, as humans, we tend to miss our loved ones who crossed over. And there's a lot of family that's crossed over that actually misses you.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of you being, you're here and they're there and they miss you a lot. And they're very proud of you, a lot of the family.
In time, we'll meet again.
Yes.
In the right time, divine time,
but long time from now. But they miss you, and usually it's, you know, we miss them, and they watch over us. But they miss you, and they're watching over you. You still have a lot of experiences to go through in the sense of enjoyment, and you're going to do them. I don't know why I have to say that.
It's coming. He's about to embark on one of the biggest journeys of his life, where it's going to bring him that happiness, that That freedom that he's been kind of like,
I think we all look for. It's going to bring me closure.
Yes.
Good. I feel that. I feel this next chapter of excitement. More experiences, what I keep hearing. It's like you kind of were calm and you weren't bored, but you cruised through a couple things and you settled with comfortability in life. We kind of get bored a little bit. But there's new things, and you're going to, like, live life again in a newer level, which is great. Oh, it's
train. There's your train.
Okay, well, I won't keep you. God bless.
Thank you, Bob. I'll see you soon.
Te amo, Poppy.
Okay, te amo. Ciao.
Te amo, Poppy.
It's nice talking to you.
Ciao, Poppy.
Can't wait to meet you.
Take care. I'll talk to you. Can't wait to meet you as well.
Okay.
Thank you. Candace, you have awesome family. And you know what, divine timing, because they were there for when you had a hard time, and then this little hiccup. Look, we all have little shit. You were there for me too, but they support. They're loving you right now, and I gotta tell you, I wanted to bring it up. You already know. Valerie brought up that she was like, "Wow, she's changed so much." We both have, but you.
Oh yeah.
You're awesome, and I'm like, I'm happy for you. I'm starting to see this bigger. It's not just a chapter for you. You have a whole new life that's coming in a great way.
Oh, I can't wait.
moving to an we're selling our house. We're everything that we like own, like down to like what we need, and we're getting back to the basics. And because of that, all of these restrictions in life, you know, where you got to get up, go to work, to make the money, to keep the car, to do this, to do that, and all this time constraint, be in bed by a certain time so you can get up, all this shit. We're letting go of that and have that more of that freedom for ourselves to live life and be in the moment and actually enjoy each other's company, have more time for ourselves. Dude, I'm already there. Like, I am, it's just, oh, it's great on so many different, it makes me so happy. And, like, there's a lot of fulfillment that is going to come from that. A lot,
it's,
you know?
Already, I'm just grateful to be a part of your life and your journey. And
you're coming with me, Joe. You're coming with me.
That's what they keep saying.
I don't know where we're going.
I don't know if I said it the other day, but when we did the first recent, like the first the radio show recently to start it back up, and you felt we were both feeling like really good about stuff, and you were like, this is going to open doors. We're probably going to have our own studio. I see it. And I told you, I said, probably on your new property. And that's what I thought about the other night when you were like, you're coming with me. I don't know if you're coming back. And I was like, yeah, we're going to have that studio in a RV custom. And it's going to be like in the middle of nature or something with a convertible top on it.
I can't wait for that. I can't wait to see. So I live in Florida, and we got some beautiful beaches where I'm at, you know, and to see the sunrise is an amazing experience from the beach. But I cannot wait to witness it from, like, a mountaintop or, you know what I'm saying, from a totally different perspective, to see the beauty of it from a whole nother perspective. Oh, or the sun setting. Oh, my gosh. Oh, beautiful. Love it.
By the way, guys, if you're calling in and you want to take your call, just press 1 after you call in. It lets me know. We got some people calling in. Kenneth, I want to have a fun moment, break away from the serious topics or different things.
Yeah.
I want to have a fun little segment with you real quick. I want you to come up with a topic, and what we're going to do is we're going to do a funny infomercial or some sort of funny thing with it, kind of like an improv thing, real quick, simple. Doesn't have to be long.
Like a topic?
Yeah, something, a subject. You got to sell it. You're going to sell it, right?
No. You're going to sell it. I'm going to tell you, and you're going to sell it.
All right. I'll do the first one, and then you do the second one.
Nope. I don't do improv like Joe does. Come on. You're going to do it. Are you ready?
All right. Just come up with something, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Doggy pee pads.
Doggy pee pads. Okay. Are you tired of stepping in puddles and you're not sure what it is? Waking up in the morning and your dog still hasn't been trained yet and you get mad that you feel like it's your fault to blame? We've all been there. Socks get damp and it doesn't look good when you find out there's yellow water on the floor. Doggy pee pads. Don't just get your average doggy pee pad. Get the spiritual abundant one where it's padded and it goes in the right direction. It stays in one place. And you're able to pick it up at ease without smell, wetness, leaking anywhere. You don't want your internal... Yeah, it's getting weird.
I'm sorry.
Not everything's about crystals and healing. Sometimes we got to get the physical things. Doggy pee pad. I like this. Hit me with another one.
I need one right now. That's funny. Oh, my God. I got to pee. Sorry, guys. TMI, but oh, my God, that's fucking funny. Another one.
One more. Let's do it. Break away from the
day. One more, like, random. See, I don't do random. Like Joe does random.
You did doggy pee pads. That was great random. Tough one.
All right. How about, anything, like green pea soup?
Green pea soup.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a challenge.
Sell me it.
Green pea soup. Wow. That's a good one. You actually really got me on that one. Because I don't like green pea soup. I don't like green pea soup. All right. Green pea soup. Purple green pea soup or yellow soup or pea soup or brown pea soup. Make sure that when you're having your pea soup, it's green pea. Spiritually, colors are very vibrant, and necessary for our inner well-being, what you see and how you feel. But when it's cold outside and you just need that pork with the pea soup, make sure it's the green pea soup. Stay strong out there. I don't know, that was cheesy. I didn't like that. That was a challenge. Green pea soup.
Oh my God.
That was good. Damn.
Oh my God. I totally need a break now. I totally have to, you know, go do my thing.
You know, I like the first one. The green pea soup one was a challenge.
Oh, you made me laugh so hard. Oh God, Oh man.
Yeah,
funny.
How funny would it be if someone's spirit guide was called green pea soup? And the guy was like, you know, first maybe like a homeless camper, but learned a lot through his life and then wanted to survive.
Almost as funny as the David Bowie scenario.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. I'm going to find an audio clip and play it, and I'm going to put it next show. I'll never forget that. I literally will not. I don't know how that happened. I got excited to call another show and found the spiritual show, and it was the creepiest. She lost her shit on that when she found out we were listening. She was like, apparently there's a guy named Joe. And I was like, oh, shit, she found out.
That's funny. That is great. So I enjoyed our show tonight. I was in a little bit of a before we started, but you got me out of my and, like, I'm in on the opposite end of the spectrum now.
Yes. You're awesome. Well, I appreciate you because I was like, I know you, and I knew, I was like, she's going to be okay with me saying this. That's why I was like, all right, let's do this. Your energy shifted right away. But you would do the same for me, and you're always like, we're always there for each other in all these moments. You know that, right? Spiritually, when I'm like going through some shit, that's right. You're my soul sister. And you are there to, like, you just have the answer, and you're like, this is what's going on, and you're going to be all right. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but I'm feeling like I'm soaring through the sky right now, going to heaven on earth or some shit dimensionally after just dealing with hell on earth. And by the way, I realized that the experience I had with hell on earth was it's a slow incline upward, which is bringing me to heaven on earth, which is still going now. And that's the buildup of all this, like, coming through and motivating myself. And apparently Mercury's in retrograde. So you know what that means, everyone. Mercury in retrograde.
Oh,
and you know it's here and it's happening. You freak out and let everyone know about Mercury in retrograde. Let's remind them. Technology, communication, all issues will be happening. And let them know in any excuse when things aren't working out, you remind them, oh, it's Mercury in retrograde. Save yourself. Keep yourself protected. Make sure you're wearing your Mercury retrograde hat.
You're so fucking good at that shit.
When
it's
in doubt,
like,
Google crystals that are going to help you during Mercury retrograde.
Just slides off the tongue. You're good at that, Joe.
I just kind of like let it flow and then have fun with it. And by the way, if you have failed to make that correct decision, Mercury retrograde will not help you. It will make it worse.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
When in doubt, duct tape, keep your mouth shut, run. Don't let your emotions spew out of your mouth. That's probably, wow. So this is like all coming in recently with Mercury retrograde. And you know what's funny?
Nope.
We all go through our challenges, but I'm enjoying the challenge of, oh, I see the bigger picture, and I'm not the one losing my shit right now. I'm going to be the one that is in control of it and walks this way. So we're all handling it differently. But, Candace, why do I feel intuitively that you have to go? Are we wrapping this up?
To be quite honest, because you, like, really, I was cracking up. I got to pee, man.
Oh, man, all right.
Sorry, TMI, but, you know, I am human. 2 hours later, you know, 2 hours and two bottles of water later and a whole lot of laughing, that might do it to you. We should have did a commercial for, like, Depends or some shit. But we gotta go. Just flow.
Do you have similar issues as Candace here? Do you have to worry about your timing?
Yeah.
Forget about the doggy pee pads. Let's talk about the pens for the spiritual community.
Stop.
These are not for the individuals who have the constant problem. This is for the spontaneous. At the right time, you're protected. No one will know. It will collect all and keep you comfortably safe.
sold.
You could be in fear of demonic dark energies or just laughing your ass off like Candace here. Either way, depends, the spiritual kind, in those right moments. Maybe you're on a retreat and you are just in the middle of something interesting. All right, so everyone, I want you guys to know we do have fees with the page. If you want to donate to help us and support us, the links are there. Also, if you want to just let us know how you like the show, compliments and kindness go a long way. Appreciate that, too. If you have any questions you want us to talk about on the show, anonymous topics, you want to call us next time in 2 weeks from now, or ask us how we did something or what we think, and maybe we don't know, and I'll tell you, I don't know that one. It's a good question. We'll have fun with it. We want you to feel free to communicate to us and anonymously or letting us know, and we'll just take a call. We do readings.
We are there for you.
Candace has a link, and I posted in the episode here on the website that she sells awesome goods that she creates, and she does readings. I have services as well. Feel free to reach out to us, and I'll get pissed if you call Candace instead of me. Just kidding.
You still love me. You love me.
To wrap this up, my message, and Candace will share a little send-off here. The authentic self and other people, you're going to have challenges of other people's emotions. And don't always let other people's emotions and how they're going to respond stop you. If you know you're in the right, do what's best for you, whether you're going to speak your truth or keep it to yourself and defend yourself and stay private. Move forward. We don't have to please everyone, but be free to be you and keep your mind clear. Whatever it's going to take to keep your mind clear and away from negative bullshit, do it. Candace, send it off. What do you got?
What he said, and take whatever that shit is and get it out of here. Don't care what you do with it, just let it go.
I'm going to be doing a lot of public stuff in my area. I'm going to be coming up with an event for people to come to in August. I'll let you guys know more about that as it comes. I'm excited. And be brave and expand and get angry, get excited, get pumped. Be you.
Whatever you is, enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. I remember posting a bunch of shit on my social media, and I felt so good because I was just like, finally, I'm letting it all out.
Yeah.
I'm like Batman. I'm just kidding. Side note, I want to see that new movie, Doctor Strange. But seriously though, I love hearing from people. Candace says to talk to us, even if you want to be like, hey, I just want to say hi, thanks. And till next time, which is in 2 weeks from now, I'll post a new event. Like the social media page that we've created for the show, and participate with us, and don't let these negative bitches bring you down.
Told me, babe, someday these will be the good old days. All the love you forget, and all these reckless nights you regret. Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days.
I was thinking about the band, I was thinking about the fans. We were underground, loading merch in that 12-passenger van. In a small club in Minnesota, and the snow outside of First Ave. I just wanted my name in the star. Now look at where we at, still growing up. Still growing up. I would lay in my bed and dream about what I've become. Couldn't wait to get older. Couldn't wait to be something. Now that I'm here, wishing I was still young. Wish I didn't drink all of that blast first. Wish I made it to homecoming. Got up the courage to ask her. Wish I would've gotten out of my show. Wish I put the bottle back on that shelf. Wish I wouldn't have worried about what other people thought and felt comfortable with myself. Rooftop open and the stars above. Moments frozen, sneaking out and falling in love. Me, you and that futon. We've just begun. still young. Maybe you always look back and think it was better than it was. Maybe these are the moments. Maybe I've been missing what it's about. Been scared of the future, thinking about the past while missing out on now. We've come so far. I guess I'm proud. At night, worried about the wrinkles around my smile. I got some scars. I've been around. I felt some pain. I've seen some things, but I'm here now. Those good old days.
You don't know. What you got, till it goes, till it's gone, you don't know. What you got, till it goes.